This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Roberta A. Kepler, R-O-B-E-R-T-A, middle initial A, K-A-P-P-L-E-R, date of birth 03-26-1940, date of appointment April 1st, 2025, requesting physician Emilyetzkorn, E-M-I-L-Y-E-T-Z-K-O-R-N, M.D., Dear Dr. Etzkorn, I have the pleasure of seeing Roberta Kepler today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 85-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was in the Alice Hospital. 3 years ago, she had a speech problem and lost the handwriting due to the left occipital bleed. In March of this year, she had another bleed. Her symptoms were she was standing and could not speak. Now she can speak but cannot read correctly. She has a macular degeneration also. No recent change in the field of vision. CT of the head shows left occipital bleed. There was no weakness. She has a history of breast cancer, bilateral mastectomy, status post chemo and radiation. Her recent memory is not good. Past medical history. Hemorrhagic stroke 2 times. Hyperlipidemia, hypertension, depression. Past surgical history, hysterectomy, bilateral mastectomy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, simvastatin, toprol, Paxil, Wellbutrin, Nexium. Vitamin D3. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, drinks 3 times per week. She is a retired teacher. She is married, live with the husband, have 2 children. Family history, mother deceased, she was alcoholic, father deceased, 2 sisters, one with aortic stenosis, other with breast and thyroid cancer. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found that she is having confusion, memory loss, physical examination, blood pressure 130/70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, or at time 3. Speech, nerve, fascia, nodus, artery, our pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is decreased on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, action, tremor present. Motor system examination, strength 4.5 over 5 all over. Deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar deep tender reflexes 2 or 4 in the upper extremity, lower extremity 0 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decreased vibratory and pinprick sensation in the feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan. 85-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, left occipital intraparenchymal bleed. Number 2, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 3, essential tremor. Number 4, hearing loss bilaterally. Number 5, dysphagia. Number 6, gait ataxia. Number 7, memory loss. Next paragraph. Her bleeding in the left occipital lobe is due to the high blood pressure. The importance of good control of blood pressure explained to the patient. For neuropathy, I offered the EMG testing, but patient refused it. Her speech will improve slowly, but it cannot be back to the baseline 100%. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I advised her to do the reading as much as possible.